Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Psychology of Hate, edited by Robert J. Sternberg, is an academic psychology volume published by the American Psychological Association that examines hate as an emotion, a cognitive orientation, and a social force. Rather than treating hate as a single simple feeling, the book gathers specialists who approach it through social psychology, developmental theory, cognitive psychology, prejudice research, moral exclusion, and studies of collective violence. Its purpose is to clarify how hate can be defined, how it develops, how it differs from related states such as anger or prejudice, and why it can become destructive in interpersonal, group, and political contexts. Sternberg contributes his influential framework for understanding and combating hate, while other contributors examine origins, cognitive mechanisms, moral boundaries, and genocidal hatred. The book is scholarly and research-oriented, but its central concern is practical understanding hate well enough to reduce its role in violence, discrimination, terrorism, and mass harm. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, hate is a distinct psychological construct rather than intensified anger. A central contribution of the psychology of hate is its insistence that hate deserves analysis as a distinct psychological phenomenon, not merely as stronger anger, dislike, or prejudice. Anger often focuses on a specific offense and may subside if the wrong is repaired. Hate tends to be more global, more enduring, and more closely tied to judgments about the target's nature or moral worth. The volume therefore asks how hate should be conceptualized and what evidence supports each definition. This matters because vague definitions make it difficult to measure hate, compare studies, or design interventions. Several chapters examine hate as a mixture of emotion, belief, motivation, and social categorization. A person or group may be seen not only as threatening but as fundamentally dangerous, contaminating, or outside normal moral concern. By separating hate from neighboring concepts, the book gives researchers a clearer vocabulary for studying severe interpersonal hostility, group conflict, and political violence. Its conceptual work is important because prevention depends on knowing whether one is addressing temporary anger, learned prejudice, moral disgust, fear, or a more stable commitment to reject and harm a target. Secondly, Sternberg's duplex theory links the structure and development of hate. Sternberg's own contribution centers on the duplex theory of hate, which combines a triangular account of hate structure with a story-based account of its development. The triangular model identifies three components: negation of intimacy, passion, and commitment. Negation of intimacy involves psychological distancing, often treating the hated object as alien or repellent. Passion supplies intense arousal, such as fear, anger, or disgust. Commitment gives hate durability by turning it into a settled stance or intention. Different combinations of these elements can produce different forms of hate, from cold avoidance to active hostility. The story-based part of the theory explains how people learn narratives that make hatred seem justified. Groups can be taught that another group is treacherous, subhuman, contaminating, or permanently threatening. This framework is especially relevant to terrorism, massacres, and genocide, because mass violence usually requires more than momentary emotion. It requires narratives that authorize exclusion and action. Sternberg's model stands out because it treats hate as both an internal emotional pattern and a socially transmitted interpretation of the world. Thirdly, origins of hate are examined through development, cognition, and social learning. The book does not present hate as an unavoidable instinct with a single source. Instead, it explores how hate can emerge from multiple developmental, cognitive, affective, and social pathways. Chapters associated with the origins of hate consider how early experiences, social conditions, cultural messages, and perceived threats can shape hostile orientations toward individuals or groups. Cognitive perspectives emphasize that hate depends partly on interpretation. People categorize targets, attribute intentions, remember injuries, and build explanations for why harm or exclusion appears deserved. Affective perspectives add that fear, humiliation, resentment, and disgust can intensify these interpretations. Developmental and social learning approaches are important because hate is often absorbed from families, peers, institutions, political movements, and media environments rather than invented privately. This broad approach prevents an overly narrow explanation. Hate may be influenced by evolved threat responses, but it is also organized by belief systems, identities, and repeated social reinforcement. By placing cognition and development alongside emotion, the volume helps explain why hate can persist even when direct evidence is weak. Once a hostile schema is established, new events may be interpreted in ways that confirm it. Fourthly, moral exclusion explains how hated targets become eligible for harm. One of the book's most important social psychological themes is moral exclusion, the process by which individuals or groups are placed outside the boundary of those considered deserving of fairness, empathy, and protection. hate becomes especially dangerous when it is tied to this boundary shift. After, a hated group may be described as less human, morally corrupt, permanently threatening, or responsible for collective suffering. Once such beliefs take hold, actions that would normally seem cruel can be recast as defensive, cleansing, corrective, or necessary. This helps connect everyday prejudice to extreme forms of violence, without claiming that all prejudice automatically becomes genocide. The chapters on prejudice, conflict, and genocidal hatred show that destructive hate often depends on institutions and social narratives that normalize devaluation. Moral exclusion also clarifies why bystanders may remain passive. If victims are seen as outside the moral community, their suffering carries less psychological weight. The concept is valuable because it moves beyond individual emotion and examines the moral categories that permit discrimination, persecution, and mass killing. It shows that combating hate requires restoring moral inclusion, not simply reducing hostile feelings. Lastly, prevention requires changing narratives, institutions, and conditions that sustain hate. The psychology of hate is not only a theoretical collection. It repeatedly asks what understanding hate can contribute to prevention. The practical implication is that hate cannot be reduced by addressing emotion alone. If hate is supported by group stories, perceived grievances, fear, social reward, and moral exclusion, then interventions must operate at several levels. Education can challenge dehumanizing narratives and teach more accurate social understanding. Contact between groups may help when it is structured around equal status, cooperation, and institutional support, though contact by itself is not a universal remedy. Conflict resolution must address real insecurity and humiliation, because ignored grievances can be recruited into hate-based stories. Legal and institutional responses also matter because norms can either restrain or legitimize hostile behavior. The book is careful in its academic orientation, so it does not offer a simple formula for eliminating hate. Its value lies in showing why simple formulas fail. Hate is sustained by cognition, emotion, identity, and social systems. Effective prevention, therefore, requires coordinated psychological, educational, political, and moral strategies aimed at both inner attitudes and public environments. In conclusion, the psychology of hate is best suited for readers who want a serious, scholarly treatment of hate rather than a popular self-help account of anger or interpersonal conflict. Psychologists, graduate students, social science researchers, conflict resolution professionals, educators, and readers interested in prejudice, genocide, terrorism, or peace studies will gain the most from it. Its practical benefit is conceptual discipline. It helps readers distinguish hate from anger, fear, disgust, prejudice, and moral condemnation, which is essential for research and intervention. Its intellectual benefit is breadth. The book brings together theories of emotion, cognition, development, moral exclusion, prejudice, and collective violence within one volume, allowing readers to see hate as a multi-layered phenomenon. Compared with many books on destructive emotion, it stands out because it is multi-authored, evidence-oriented, and explicitly concerned with both definition and application. It does not rely on a single grand explanation or on anecdotal moral commentary. Instead, it shows how different psychological traditions illuminate different parts of the problem. The book can be demanding for general readers because of its academic style, but that density is also its strength. It remains valuable for anyone seeking a rigorous framework for understanding how hatred forms, how it is justified, and how it might be constrained before it becomes violence. If you would like to support Robert J. Sternberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.